Have you ever been to Mankato and the execution site?
Yes, I have.
What was your feeling when you were there? What emotion went through you?
I was really angry. And I imagine everybody else was the same way. Because I fought for the United States government in Vietnam. And my brother probably said the same thing, that these people, most people, our relatives were fighting for the same thing. They were fighting for their freedom, their lands, their way of life.
38 were condemned to die, and
right.
303 were found guilty. But did you mention that there were some relatives of yours
escaped that? John Taylor. His name was Old Chaty Duta, and his name was John Taylor. He was number 132 to be hanged, and he was pardoned by Abraham Lincoln. My grandfather, Joseph, was an Episcopal minister, and somewhere in time he did mission work. He traveled from different reservations to different reservations. What's the same as the Black Robes or the priests did? They were trying to Christianize the Native people. And he wound up at Wounded Knee in 1890. He was one of four ministers in a church when they brought the survivors into the church. The last ceremony they had there, they had a ceremony at Birch Coulee. Every 4 years they had a ceremony there. Well, the last ceremony, my brother and I were camped down toward the entrance of where you came into the powwow grounds down there below where the battle was fought on the hill. And a lot of the Native people fought from that coulee that runs around that Birch Coulee. Later that night, we heard that same note. We heard a lot of noise and a lot of racket. Actually, it sounded like gunshots. And I got up, my brother came out of his tent, and I came out of mine, and we could see blue lights flying out through that coulee and around that hill. We could hear gunshots and voices on top of that hill. And so we actually thought we saw the spirits, maybe, of those people that had fought there that time. And that was our last time that we had the ceremony there. 4 years we had the ceremony there.
What did it look like?
It was awesome. There were blue lights flying around in the middle of the night.
Were you scared or...
We had seen things like that before, so
uh-huh.
We knew there was somebody was trying to show us something.